Blood Work, written by Mark Pearson and read by Mark Meadows.
The woman's muscles spasmed, and as she floated towards consciousness, she heard a man's voice, and what she heard made her want to scream and kick and thrash her arms. But she couldn't move. She'd been drugged, she knew that, and the drugs held her paralyzed. She could barely open her eyes a millimeter, but it was enough to see what the man held in his hand. And if she'd been able to scream, she would have ripped her lungs apart doing so. The blade in the man's hands dipped, and she could feel the flesh and muscles of her stomach parting. No pain, but she could feel it. She could see his head bending lower, his other hand reaching forth, reaching into her, violating her. Then he stood back, holding a mass of tissue in his hand, blood dripping from it as if he was squeezing what he held. And she closed her eyes, willing it to stop. Suddenly she could feel the cool air, feel it lift the heat from her skin. As she sank deeper inside herself, she could picture that heat like a fine cloud of particles swirling up into the black inkiness of the night sky, separating, dissolving and lost to the universe. And then she didn't feel anything at all. Prologue. A group of noisy, enthusiastic young men gathered around one corner of the bar of the Unicorn, a mock Tudor pub. A large screen TV was commanding their attention. England was playing South Africa in a friendly, and the atmosphere in the pub was rowdy, but not aggressive. Detective Inspector Jack Delaney stood at the other end of the bar and waited patiently for the young man with short cropped hair and arms like strings of rope and the word Roth tattooed in big black letters along the length of one forearm to get around to serving him. Any other day he would have been simmering with barely contained fury as the barman flirted with a couple of South African girls with hair as yellow as corn and strong, bright teeth. But Jack Delaney had other things to occupy his mind that night. All things coalesce somewhere. All things come together in a pattern. He couldn't see it yet, but he knew it was there. Finding patterns was his job, after all. Seeking what linked seemingly disassociated events. What Delaney did know just then, as he waited at the bar, with dark images flashing through his memory, was that he had a focus again. Something to help concentrate all the hurt and pain and anger he had lived with for 4 years into a single point of energy, and use that to move forward out of the wreckage of his past, annihilating anything that got in his way. Jack Delaney didn't do standing still very well. The barman's casual smile died as he approached Delaney. Help you? Pint of Guinness and a pint of lager. Delaney threaded his way back through the crowd, smiling almost imperceptibly at the pair of blonde women who were straining quite noticeably the yellow and green fabric of their box rugby shirts, happy to draw attention to themselves. He put the drinks down on the table in front of his erstwhile boss, who held a cigarette, as ever, in one hand and a lighter in the other. Chief Inspector Diane Campbell looked up at him, a devil-may-care smile dancing in her puppy brown eyes. £50 fine, it's almost worth lighting the bastard up. She held the cigarette aloft, as if there may have been some doubt as to the identity of the illegitimate object. Delaney pulled out a chair and sat down.
True.
Meanwhile, the fat cats of Westminster can smoke in their bar at the Houses of Parliament. Never mind their bleeding expenses, that's the real problem.
Not going political on me, are you, Diane?
Campbell whipped her neck, flicking her bobbed hair left and right.
Not in this lifetime. Good to hear.